Peter Kings were beautiful. They looked like big torpedoes.
The winning fish might not have been much bigger than a shaker, but Skagway's Derby title stays in Skagway. And where does the Sea Alaska bill go from here? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That and more up next. The next step for the Sea Alaska lands bill could be a House floor vote or a Senate committee markup, or it could be included in a larger measure. Congressman Don Young's version of the legislation passed out of the House Resources Committee last week. The vote was 34-10, with both Republicans and Democrats supporting the measure. It's the farthest a version of the bill has progressed in Congress. Sea Alaska General Counsel Jaylene Kukesh Arujo says the regional native corporation is optimistic.
Because of the vote count being so strong, we feel pretty positive that it will either move on its own or is well positioned to be added to a land bill package. So I think we're very well positioned for success in this Congress.
Arujo does not expect House floor action until after Congress's August recess. So Sea Alaska is focused on an expected markup of the Senate's version of the bill. That could happen before the recess. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council Director Lindsay Ketchell agrees that the bill has a chance of passing the House. But she says SEAC and other groups will continue to lobby against it.
We were very encouraged by a number of meetings we were having with Democrat staff on the committee side. Folks were just getting up to speed on the issues, and we were starting to make some traction. So it's really going to be hard to say if we'll have enough time to continue building that traction.
Both versions of the bill identify Tongass National Forest timberlands Sea Alaska could select outside boundaries set by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but they differ on some parcels to be included. Young amended his bill before it passed out of committee. One change removed provisions for management of cultural sites in Glacier Bay. Kukesh Arujo says Sea Alaska hoped to keep them in the measure.
Well, we certainly wanted to deal with protecting long-term the tribal relationship to Glacier Bay National Park, but we understand that it's part of a larger issue between the Park Service and tribes, not just in Alaska, but throughout the country, that Don Young and others would like to deal with through another vehicle.
Ketchell says Young's bill will have problems in the Senate, but she's not sure opponents will be able to stop that chamber's measure, which includes more compromises. She says there's a nationwide focus on the Tongass, which partially surrounds Haines and Skagway.
Definitely in the last couple of months, a couple more of the national groups have put a spotlight and a strong interest, specifically with the roadless rural and also with Sea Alaska, and I see that just continuing. But with the closer timeline, it is very difficult to make adjustments at this point in time.
The Senate version was authored by Republican Lisa Murkowski and backed by Democrat Mark Begich. That and Republican Young's measure are called the Southeast Alaska Native Land Entitlement Finalization and Jobs Protection Act. A former Skagwegian is named superintendent of Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, Seattle Unit. Wait a minute. There's a Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Seattle?
Well, we work closely together on publicity and promoting what we're doing in our with our programs.
That's Cindy Von Halley, Chief of Interpretation at the Historical Park in our neck of the woods.
For example, they do work with a couple of ships down in Seattle, and they make sure that those guests know that when they get to Skagway that Klondike Gold Rush is here and they can stop by the visitor center and, you know, spend some time with us and enrich their experience and further their experience. And we split brochures, distribution, and information, and just things that, you know, we want the public to know about. We make sure that they know it, and then we know what they're doing as well. So communications are pretty strong.
Jacqueline Ashwell, the next head of the Seattle Park, is no stranger to the Klondike story. She was the Dyea Ranger from 2004 to 2009.
She was a backcountry ranger and did law enforcement, and she lived out in Dyea. So she spent a lot of time out on the Chilkoot Trail, talking to the campers and backpackers and explaining the story of the trail and the regulations and making sure everybody had a safe trip out there on the trail.
Ashwell currently serves as the Yakutat District Ranger for Glacier Bay and Wrangell-St. Elias National Parks and Preserves.
It was an interesting position, I think, that gave her a lot of different responsibilities in a lot of areas. It's so remote there, you know, so she had responsibility for interpretation and law enforcement and safety and planning for that little district.
Ashwell's looking forward to working with Gold Rush history again, saying, quote, "There's always something new to learn about this event. It never ceases to be interesting." Again, Skagway's Vaughn Halley.
I think she's a perfect candidate for superintendency because she can really see the big picture. You know, the Klondike Gold Rush story, it all starts in Seattle, and then people spent time in Skagway getting ready to go up over the trail to Dawson City. So Jacqueline has experience working in a lot of aspects of that. She worked with Parks Canada on the trail, and she told the story here in Skagway. And in Seattle, we're always looking for ways to partner on different projects that tell people the story of the journey that people made during that gold rush.
Local park staff says it'll be a good move for Skagway's unit, too, with more opportunities for grant work and communication with the public, particularly through social media, which Ashwell is interested in using.
Well, she just knows so much about our operation here. She knows what our staff's involved in, what projects we're doing, and how we're trying to always reach out to new audiences. We're doing a lot of work with children here, and she's got her, you know, sights on that park, increasing the budget, I'm sure, and outreaching to different audiences.
In her career, Ashwell also served as a volunteer at Great Smoky Mountains National Park, Kennecott National Historical Landmark, Sitka National Historical Park, and studied at the University of Tennessee. Ashwell begins her new job in September.
Everybody was very excited, and we see it as a great opportunity for Jacqueline to move up. You know, it's always good when people move around a lot in the Park Service, and it's nice when they can move up as well. So with her superintendency responsibilities, we think it's just a perfect thing for her career. And she's got the big picture idea. She's worked in several different divisions. So I think she'll be able, you know, as a superintendent, to look at all the areas of that park and look at ways that we can work together.
Even with 50% of last weekend's Derby fishers traveling from out of town, Skagway residents secured the top two places in the 7th annual Pat Moore Memorial Gamefish Derby.
We had 145 people who registered for the tournament. There were a lot of people from the Yukon. I think they really look forward to this event.
Demetra Lavrakis helped coordinate the annual event, which ran from Thursday at 5 a.m. to the barbecue Sunday evening. And the winners are?
There's the first prize. John Tronrud won that with a 20.85 king. Second prize went to Laura Lebesky with an 18.95 king. And then the third prize went to Dale Buliak from Whitehorse with an 18.85 king. So the fish were smaller than last year. Last year the winner was, I believe, about 29 pounds.
Actually, overall winner Tronrud did more than win the Derby. He also won fourth place, largest king salmon caught by a local, and most poundage per fisherman, raking in $3,250 in prize money altogether.
We have category of prizes for all kinds of folks, from seniors to kids under 16 years of age. We've got one prize that the Skagway News donates that's in the pink prize for the largest pink salmon. Blair Thomas took that with a 7.15 pink salmon. Largest feeder king prize. The feeder kings were beautiful. They looked like big torpedoes, nice and shiny. We have a shirt day prize where if you are wearing a Pat Moore Memorial Derby t-shirt, you can enter daily to win a drawing. There's for the youngest kids, there's the youngest person to enter a fish, and a five-year-old from Whitehorse won that, Cassie Sabuliak, and she was five.
The proceeds from ticket sales go to Taya Inlet Watershed Council scholarships for graduating Skagway School seniors who are planning to study environmental fields.
Fields that would line up with our mission, so marine biologist. Last year there was an environmental engineer we gave a scholarship to. So we're hoping that we can raise more money so that we can give multi-year prizes so that someone who goes the first year, say, give them $500, but if they maintain a 3.5 average the next year, we would up that to $1,000.
Registration for the Derby was up this year by about 15 fishermen, but king sizes were lower this year. Fish and Game's Rich Chapel has expected fluctuating weights on Taya Inlet Kings from year to year since it's a hatchery run.
They didn't predict the numbers to be particularly good this year, and we're hoping for better numbers next year. We also are going to have a roundup meeting next week and talk about whether or not we want to try the third weekend in July and see if maybe the run becomes more pronounced by then.
Fish turn-ins were slow to pick up this year, but the good weather held, says Lavrakis.
Started at 5 in the morning, and people showed up fairly early. It was nice and flat that early in the morning, and then it kind of picked up more in the afternoon. We had a lot of high clouds, and we were sitting out there in the opening hoping it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. But people just really enjoy it. They just get to get out with their families and go off and fish in salt water. Yeah, we're excited that we can do it. And we really love to see local families from the Yukon and from Skagway enter the Derby. There was only one person from Haines who came over for the Derby. Maybe next year people from Haines will come over.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news? Past news reports, along with photos, are kept at khns.org.